Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and you're listening to the Pre-System Seminar Series. Every year before the annual System Seminar, we do a series of interviews with our system faculty. This year we have a special guest. This is Tom Leung, Product Manager at Google for the Website Optimizer, and that's a tool that a lot of people know about, but a lot more people are going to know about as a result of this call and as a result of our System Seminar. We hope to help Google, not that Google needs our help, but to help Google get this very powerful tool out into the hands of Internet entrepreneurs who are going to benefit from it most. Most people know of Google as a phenomenal source of high-quality search engine traffic. It's clearly become, through the quality of its search results, the 800-pound gorilla in the search field. Maybe not as well known, except among cutting-edge Internet marketers, is that Google's also made a tremendous investment in making very fine analytic tools to entrepreneurs. And Tom is part of the group running the group that takes care of the Website Optimizer. So Tom, welcome to the System Seminar.
Thanks, Ken. Great to be here.
Tom, we do this with every caller or every guest, which is to ask a little bit about how you found your way in Internet marketing, how you found the Internet as a commercial medium, and how you also found your way to Google and found your way to the Website Optimizer.
Well, that was a journey that began in, like many folks, in 1999.
Uh-huh.
And before that, I had worked at a small management consulting firm doing a bunch of economic analysis and modeling for large corporations. And in 99, my brother was working in Singapore, of all places, and he had asked me to come out to help him with a business plan. And at that point, I was actually in the middle of graduate school getting my MBA. And so he said, oh, come over for Christmas vacation, help me with this business plan, and, it'll be fun, and then, you can go back to school and everything will be fine. So I was in Boston at the time, so going to a tropical place over Christmas vacation was a pretty attractive option. So I went over there, and the business that he needed help with was this idea of providing free streaming video over the web to consumers and then making money by selling advertising, video advertising, before and after the videos. Hmm. And it was about 9 years too early. we ran it for a little under 2 years and raised some venture funding, but ultimately I made a couple mistakes, like assuming that people would have broadband access earlier than they actually did, and also some content decisions. We really emphasized what we thought was premium content, and it was kind of funny. People would send us videos of, stupid dog tricks and things like that, and mm-hmm. we would kind of throw it in the trash, thinking, oh, nobody would want to watch, a 2-minute clip of a dog, chasing a motorcycle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as it turns out, that is the kind of thing that a lot of people do enjoy. So after that kind of ran its course, I returned to grad school in 2002, and then after I finished up my MBA, I went on to work at Microsoft, where I worked on a bunch of projects for Microsoft Office with their online initiative, and then after that I led the product planning for the redesign of Hotmail, which is now branded Windows Live Hotmail. And then I did startup. Yeah, then I did another startup led by the guys that created Visio, which is this business graphics application, and it was called Trumba, which is an online calendar to help sort of soccer moms kind of share their calendar and scheduling information with, the church and the basketball league and the school and all that kind of thing. And we did that for about a year. That was had a lot of potential. It was funded by like Kleiner Perkins and had a lot of fancy folks there. But ultimately ended up at Google, and I've been here for about a year and a half, and I lead the product management for Website Optimizer, and we're having a great time.
Great. Well,
if you could,
yeah. And Google is a great magnet for talent. It's really amazing all the people they're attracting and have been able to attract now. Can you tell us a little bit about the website optimizer, what is it? What do people get from it who use it?
Sure. So Website Optimizer is kind of one of the key products that we have in this emerging area of PCO, if you will, post-click optimization. And mm-hmm. so a lot of folks are probably familiar with Google Analytics, which is our tool for measuring activity and performance of your website. And in a way, Website Optimizer is kind of a natural next step after you've done a lot with Google Analytics and you know what areas of your page have problems or what areas of your site need to be improved or how the overall performance is going for a particular ad campaign that hits a particular landing page. Website Optimizer kind of closes the loop in that you use AdWords to drive traffic to your site, use analytics to measure it, and then you use Website Optimizer to improve your site. And so in the old days, people would improve their site by guessing. You know, say, oh, well, I think this page could be shorter or longer, or I don't like this image. And they would just make the change and really just kind of keep their fingers crossed that that change actually would increase the likelihood of visitors performing transactions or providing leads or downloading samples, whatever the goal of the site is. Mm-hmm. What Website Optimizer does is it really takes you out of the dark ages for website design, and it says, you know what, for every idea you have, we can test it for you. And what we do is by pasting a few JavaScript tags onto your site, we can automatically distribute the traffic landing on your site into different versions of any given page or pages, and then measure the impact of those changes on your conversion rate. So as an example, let's say you're selling an ebook, and you have a bunch of traffic that comes from all these PPC campaigns or organic, wherever, and mm-hmm. they land on the current version of the page, and you've always wondered, well, I use this like long sales letter format. And maybe you thought, well, maybe people would respond better if it were much shorter and more of a multi-page experience before I kind of asked them to download and pay for the ebook, as opposed to the main call to action at the bottom of the long sales letter. There are any number, it's sort of like economics, web design, like you ask any number of people, you'll get different opinions on which of those two versions would be best. Mm-hmm. And no one really knows, right? It's all kind of guesswork, and it really depends on what you're selling and to whom you're selling. So what Website Optimizer does in that example is it would send half of the people to your current version of that landing page and then half to this sort of more streamlined version. And then you could get reports that would then show you, okay, version A had 5% of the people actually download the ebook, and version B had 8% or 10% of the people. And then you can know with great certainty, and we do all the statistical analysis and we do all of the technology so that you don't really have to worry about distributing the traffic or making sure someone who comes back still sees the original version or trying to figure out if you have statistical significance or not. We do all of that for you and effectively just let you know which one is the winner. And then in the long run, you would then use that as your new page, and then you probably have other ideas, and you keep testing and improving and improving and improving until, you know, in theory, you reach your limit for conversions, which, you know, mathematically would be 100%, but probably, you know, might be more like 20 or 30%. So that's kind of a overview of what the tool does. It's all about helping you improve your website to make it perform better by using scientific analysis and real controlled experiments, as opposed mm-hmm. to, you know, kind of the gut feel or the little hairs on your back kind of decision making.
Gotcha. And what does this system cost for people to use?
Oh, it's free. So anybody who has an AdWords account can click on the campaign management tab, and there's a link on the top that says Website Optimizer. For those who do not use AdWords, you can sign up for an AdWords account. You don't even have to give us your billing information. We don't require you to pay any money. You just have to have an AdWords username and password, and then you can get in there, and you can run unlimited tests on unlimited pages for an unlimited period of time.
Wow.
it's hard to say no to.
it really is. It really is. And then let's say someone says, wow, this sounds great. I've heard of, we call it split testing, which is, or A-B split testing,
yeah,
testing
sure.
one element against another. It's certainly tried and true. It goes back, I think the original instance of this kind of testing goes back to an ad agency in Boston, I believe, in the 19th century, and they were the first ones to key to ads, which was to, you know, when they said send your money to this address, they'd add Department A or Department B, and that would tell them which ad the coupon came from. And this is certainly something that is at the heart of all direct marketing and all serious internet marketing. So if somebody wants to, let's say they say, well, this sounds great, you know, a tool from Google that does all this. How do they go about learning how to use the tool?
So if they go to google.com/website optimizer, or if they search for the term website optimizer in their favorite search engine, will likely be the top result there. And on that microsite, we have a whole host of resources like archive webinars where we show people step-by-step how to instrument a test. We have a number of articles on best practices on successful testing. We have articles on what to test. We have links to expert consultants if you wanted to hire some you know, professional help. We have a discussion group. We have case studies. It's probably one of the largest resources of testing content on the web. So that'd be a great place to start.
Absolutely. We have a formula at the system, which is traffic plus conversion equals profits. And then we also sort of draw a line underneath that equation and write the word testing. Because if you're testing, all kinds of remarkable things become possible. We're actually going to have one of our faculty members is going to dedicate a whole workshop to the issue of testing. And he came to us for the first time, I guess, in 2006, actually. And his cost per order at that time was $80. So after he paid his advertising expenses and accomplished a sale to a customer for the first time, that cost him $80. And he learned a few things about split testing, learned a little Taguchi as well. He's sort of an engineering type and really dove into it and loved it. And within a few months had driven his cost per first order down to $8.50, which had obviously dramatic repercussions on his profitability. And so the next year we asked him to come back and teach, and he's coming back again. And it's one of those things that may seem not as glamorous as you know, the actual words that you use or the colors or the graphic elements that you use, but it's, to me, it's really where the meat of direct marketing and of internet marketing is knowing what's happening with your website and constantly trying different things. So you go around the country and you talk about this service, I guess, to a lot of different groups.
Yeah, as much as I can. We go to most of the larger conferences, and you know, I guess part of my job is evangelism for testing and website optimizer. So it's actually a lot of fun, and you know, I think you're right in that it is not something that is as glamorous as, you know, trying different kinds of display ad formats, which obviously is also important. But the reality is, one of my colleagues, Avinash Kaushik at Google, he always says that your ad campaigns shouldn't write checks that your website can't cash. And it really captures the problem or the challenge I think a lot of advertisers have, is that they focus so much effort on perfecting, you know, every last ad and getting the perfect keyword match type, and then they drop them onto some site that they may have spent a couple weeks on, a couple years ago maybe, and haven't really changed much since then, or they made a bunch of changes but are completely informed by opinion and guessing. And everybody that goes to that site, you've paid top dollar for. Right, you know, by virtue of winning an auction, you have paid the most of anyone for that click. And why wouldn't you make sure you convert as many of them as you can, especially when any improvement you make to a page, it's the gift that keeps on giving, right? Once you have a page that performs well, all future traffic will convert at that higher rate for zero additional dollars. So, you know, in a way, it's as if Google said to you, well, for every dollar you spend in AdWords, we'll give you 30 cents back. I mean, people would be all over that. In a way, that's what we do, right? We give you this tool that could easily increase your conversion rate by 30%, sometimes much more. And it's really incumbent upon the advertiser to take advantage of these tools and incumbent upon us to really get the word out and participate in conversations and events like the system seminar. So it's definitely a turning point, I think, for the industry. And I think this notion of post-click optimization will separate the winners from the losers in kind of the next era for advertising.
Well, it has for our clients that have used it. I mean, there's no question that the big winners that we know are all they're testing maniacs. Testing sounds a little dry, but once you actually set up the system and start getting your results and start pitting one let's say headline or one approach against another and start seeing winners, it becomes actually a lot of fun.
Oh, people love it. Once you get it, that we've had one customer say to us, "Oh, you know, my website is now a living laboratory," or someone else has said, "You know, every time someone visits my site, it's like I'm having an election to pick a winner." And
nice.
So we've had other people where a lot of people they have a lot of fun because sometimes they're working with a marketing team where everybody has a very high opinion of their intuition, and so they have like a little contest, and everybody puts in a few bucks, and you can see, you know, the winner will get the prize, and it's just very exciting, and it's a lot of fun, and you can learn as much from tests that don't result in big winners as you do in those that do. In other words, we've had cases where some tests, the result will be, you know what, both A and B did about the same, and what you learn from that is that, oh, I had assumed that making all these changes to B was going to just blast my conversion rate through the roof. And it turns out those changes have no relevance whatsoever. So I probably shouldn't spend another 6 months tweaking with whatever that element was. Maybe you thought it was all about, you know, the how you described or how you wrote your headline. You know, in some cases, that's huge. In other cases, it may be more about your hero image or your layout or the tone of your copy in general or whether you describe your benefits in bullet points or in long paragraphs. And you really don't know what's going to move the needle until you test. And so what we're trying to do is sort of like what your previous participant and now faculty member did. You know, he kind of did a lot of testing. He probably did a lot of legwork on his own to figure out how to do proper testing and maybe a little bit of custom coding. And we're trying to say, okay, you know, not everyone has that acumen or sort of technical expertise. Why don't we as Google build the best software we can to make it easy to do that, do all the analysis for you so that you can focus on marketing and, you know, increasing your conversions and less about setting cookies and analyzing sort of statistical significance and trying to figure out confidence intervals and all those kinds of things.
That has been a huge barrier for a lot of people, and understandably so. Not everybody's a statistician. Not everybody's a web geek. So the fact that you guys have made this thing easy, I think is going to open the doors to a lot of other people. One thing that we like to tell people is point out a little, it's almost counterintuitive bit of arithmetic reality, which is, you know, let's say you're getting half of 1% of a response. Someone arrives at your page, and let's say you're trying to get an opt-in, you're trying to get somebody to subscribe to a newsletter, and only half of 1% of the people that arrive there actually do that. So that's your baseline. If you get it to 1%, some people will say, well, that's sort of interesting. I guess you've improved things half of 1%, but isn't that kind of a yawn? Yeah, of course you're going to make a little bit more, but is it really worth all the effort? And sometimes what people don't realize is that if you go simply from half of 1% to 1%, you've doubled your response rate. So if you were breaking even at one half of 1% or treading water, now all of a sudden you're in the black, with a seemingly very modest improvement. So these little improvements need to be looked at as a percentage improvement as opposed to, an absolute improvement from 1% to another. You need to see what the percentage increase is. Small thing, but I've seen a lot of people that just didn't realize that. And when they learn that, they get a lot more excited about the potential of tracking.
Oh, yeah. The light bulb kind of goes off. You know, another way to put it is, in your example, it's a lot easier to double your conversion rate from 0.5% to 1% than it is to
mm-hmm.
double the traffic that's going to your site.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So there's two scenarios. You keep it at 0.5% and give Google twice as much of your money. We're happy to take it. But what we would prefer is that you actually increase the effectiveness of your site. You can get just the same results. Or if you do both, if you increase your advertising spend and your conversion rate, then you've actually done even more than double. You've had four times the growth, because if you double your conversion rate and double your spend, it has this multiplicative effect. That's where we see the people having kind of outsized returns, when they do this combination of conversion optimization and increasing the quantity and quality of traffic to their site. That's clearly what separates the superpowers from the kind of also-rans in online marketing.
And, of course, the better you convert, the better you'll monetize. And the better you monetize, the more traffic you can afford to buy.
Exactly.
You can outbid your customers or your competitors. Well, excellent. Well, this is great. I'm very excited about having you in particular introducing this product to. I know probably you'll meet a lot of our attendees are already using it. I know they'll be happy to get to meet you and talk with you about their experiences with it. You'll be speaking on Friday night. You're one of our keynote speakers. Most of our sessions are small group workshops, but we have a few general sessions, and Tom will be one of the keynotes on Friday night. To get everybody into the spirit. And I can't think of a better way to get people to get into the spirit of Internet marketing than to talk about the practicalities of tracking and testing results. So, Tom, unless there's something else we should talk about, I think we've covered a good stretch of what's important about your presentation on Friday. And I want to thank you for coming, and I want to thank Google for, sharing this with our attendees. It's quite an exciting thing for all of us.
It's my pleasure, and I look forward to Friday's discussion and presentation. And my goal will be that everybody who comes out of there will be able to save 20 or 30% of their marketing budget, or increase their sales by 20 or 30 without spending another dollar with their ad spend.
Great. Well, I'll see you in Chicago. May 30th, and for everyone listening, System 2008 will be held in Chicago, May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. This is our annual event where we gather the best and brightest in the entrepreneurial side of Internet marketing. We'll have 25 faculty members plus some special guests like Tom Leung from Google. And if you can attend, we'd love to see you. If for some reason you're not able to attend, don't worry, but do take advantage of all these calls that we're doing. As you can see, we're doing our level best to give you actual useful content that you can take away and apply to your business right now. And it's perfectly fine with us if you listen to every call and profit mightily and we never see you. So typically what happens is people will study with us for free, and then at some point they say, wow, I really want to get to the system. And so we know we'll catch up with you one way or another. But if you are able to come, I think it's going to be our best event ever. We've been at it for 14 years now. We've had a chance to really figure out who the best players are, and this is going to be one of our peak performances of the whole 14-year stretch. So, Tom, thank you so much, and I will see you in Chicago.
Right on.